James Osland is a big fan of both food and travel, which is a good thing because he's editor-in-chief of Savour magazine and a judge on Top Chef Masters. But even before all this, he'd written the award-winning book Cradle of Flavor, chronicling his time in Southeast Asia. Well, now, in his spare time, he's put together A Fork in the Road, travel stories from our best-known food folk. Noel Carter gets the story.
James, I'm so excited to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, it's funny because the collection is sort of a compilation of everything from exotic travel stories to people sitting around the table and watching their mother cook. But what was the foundation for the book and kind of what was the core idea that you were going for?
Well, the core idea, the directive that I'd given the contributors was to tell a story that involved in some way food or eating or the preparation of food or even the procuring of food, shopping for food in a market, that in one way or another had a meaningful impact on their lives.
Were there any experiences, any stories that surprised you?
I'll tell you one of my absolute favorite stories actually opens the book. It's the wonderful British writer and TV presenter Giles Corran. He wrote a piece about being a kid growing up in London and traveling for the first time to America. He's actually in Florida on this very first trip and eating McDonald's for the first time. And to this kid growing up in London, this was this extraordinary epiphany of taste. What he's ultimately writing about in the piece, though, is not that McDonald's meal, but instead his desire to have a Twinkie, which he didn't have on that particular trip. And he didn't, in fact, actually taste a Twinkie until about two decades later. And he was a little disappointed in how the Twinkie tasted, which I guess I can understand, but I'm sort of a Twinkie lover, so I can't completely support him in that regard. But I love that story of yearning for the exotic and the unknown, even if the unknown is McDonald's.
It was really sad when he finally ate the Twinkie at the end and he didn't really like it.
And then on the other hand, you've got this beautiful contribution from the novelist Sigrid Nunez, who usually writes about Susan Sontag and lofty topics, but instead she's contributing a really gorgeous, very quiet, small piece to this book, writing about a first trip to Paris. And Paris was very crowded and it was a really difficult trip and she was in her early 20s and, oh, it was just hard. And you think of Paris as being, you know, this city of three-star Michelin restaurants and all of that gorgeousness and exoticness. But the thing that she ate that transformed her life, she was just so hungry and so tired, was a piece of coconut that was sold by a street vendor that her husband brought to her. And it just provided such sustenance. And suddenly she was relaxed and she was able to appreciate Paris. And so I just love the unpredictability of these food stories that we all have up our sleeve.
One of the ones that really kind of took me aback was when one of the writers talks about going to Italy. And he starts with this soup and the kids are all clamoring around the pot. They're very excited to have it. And he finds out later that what he was eating was a blood soup. And then the story goes on, and he tries this famous Italian cheese with live maggots in it, and just the experiences of that, and how it's maybe revolting to him, and yet to the local kids, it's a delicacy, and they're so excited to have it.
You know, I think that the story you're referring to, it's I've titled the story, They Eat Maggots, Don't They? Which is a kind of racy, funny title for a very racy, funny story by the really terrific British novelist Joe Dunthorne. On the one hand, there's a kind of like ew factor to it, like definitely fear factor, or like, oh my gosh, that's insects and it's weird and it's bizarre food. But on the other hand, you know, I can think of an experience I had myself in Northeast Thailand where this is going to sound strange, but insects are like a part of what people eat in their everyday diet. It's very poor there. It's very dry there. But when you're sitting down at, you know, a village table with the family feeding you food that they've harvested just that morning. And it, okay, so it happens to be ant eggs and queen ants, and you're eating a salad of queen ants. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm actually eating this. But it's actually a really delicious and very, very beautiful thing. And for these people, it's no stranger than, you know, the meal I ate last night in New York City that was very exotic and, you know, wonderful. But for them, it would just be kind of unthinkably strange. There's something for me so glorious about the connectivity of what we eat, the great joy in the commonality we share in food.
Well, James, thank you so much for your time, and I can't wait to read a volume 2.
Oh, thank you so much.
James Osland is the editor of A Fork in the Road. Noel Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen director and writes the Culinary SOS column. The wondrous Indian scholar Madhur Jaffrey is included in that collection, so we thought it time to give one of her recipes a test drive. Take a look at her delicious version of cilantro chicken. You know where it is, splendidtable.org.